And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and as there was a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto the cloven tongues like as a fire, and they sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful words of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocked them, These men are full of new wine. In Jesus' name, Amen. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared for 40 days to his disciples. He denied them from leaving Jerusalem. And asked them, told them to wait for the blessing of the fire. Jesus always carried out what he promised. For his life upon earth and after the resurrection and even after rising into heaven. The disciples of Jesus were convinced of this before the events of Pentecost. In many places of the Bible, it is said, the righteous must fulfill their promises. But in our lives, it doesn't always happen so. Reasons may be whatever. Even though a person doesn't want to deceive a near one, he may forget the promise he has made. Sometimes the situation doesn't allow keeping the promise. And we do not know what tomorrow will bring. Only Jesus has carried out his promise and all his promises. in Samara, there was an old believing brother who was very worried about one matter. That the people, his relatives, would not take care of him when he was really, really weak. Another believer who was not old promised for sure. That he would take care of this old person. But soon he became ill, very ill, seriously ill, after a while. For many years he was tied down to the sick bed and was very sorrowful that he could not fulfill his promise. In our text it was said at Pentecost that the disciples were all together in one accord. Perhaps this seems less significant. When you compare it to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, nevertheless, it is worthwhile to stop to look at these words of one-mindedness, one accord, and then speak of the great amazing things. The disciples were obedient to the Word of God. None of them left the city. And they kept union between one another. Brothers and sisters, how important it is to be obedient to the Word of God and keep communion, union together. Keeping this connection is important with the speaker brothers, to the congregations of God, and to the believing families. Often we don't have enough strength to do so. The connection and the love between the children of God is the great goodness of God. Last fall in Samara, we had the large fall services. It was great to receive brothers from Russia and Finland. During the services, one brother told me, that his heart rejoices of this. How the believers of Samara have arranged the fall services. I said that God has helped us. Then the brother said, God does not help those who do nothing. It is good to work together in God's kingdom. Us believers must pray to God and try to live in love and in one-minded together with us brothers and sisters. Then great, wonderful things can happen in our lives. These cloven tongues set down, of the Holy Spirit set down on the disciple, on all the people. And they started to proclaim the great works of God. Through the gospel sermon, that sinners become children of God, and they receive the Holy Ghost. The children of God have different gifts. It is a valuable gift. One Finnish speaker brothers spoke of a mission trip. That when the services had ended, a woman came to the brothers. He would like to repent, but under one condition, that no one would know about it. The brothers promised that they would not tell anyone. This woman in the other room repented and received the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and blood. Then when they visited, came with the service guests, that woman informed everyone that all her sins have been preached forgiven. Brothers were amazed. Why did you act in this way? You didn't want that everybody else would know. The woman answered, "This is such an important matter. I couldn't be without telling everyone." It is told in the Bible of this, how the believing people were filled with the Holy Spirit. Then, when they had to carry out something very important, sometimes it was necessary to have such strength and courage. For example, when Stephen was stoned for his speech, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and went on to death with great bravery. Even though the Holy Spirit had been in the disciples before Pentecost, for those duties that Jesus gave them, they had to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And to receive a great power to preach to other people, other nations. The mission work of Jesus Christ was not easy. There were many persecutions, many had to suffer martyr death. But the Holy Spirit helped them to keep proclaiming the Word of God, the good message. For withstanding all the pain and suffering, even then when they suffered for the sake of the Lord's name. In Jerusalem, there were righteous Jews from all countries. Here in this text, it is spoken of the different nations, different people. Today at the summer services, there are service guests from about the same amount of countries. With modern technology devices, with translators and other specialists, we can all hear the sermons in our own mother tongue. We modern people, this doesn't seem as being so incredible. But for those people that were gathered in Jerusalem, heard of God's great works in their own language, and they were amazed very much. In social networks, recently, opinions have been expressed that Jesus came into the world only to save the Israeli people. Once Jesus said, "I was not sent only to be with those lost of the house of Israel." Of course, Jesus came to those people. According to the prophecy, who waited for the Messiah. But as it is written in the Gospel of John, he came to his own. They did not accept him. His own did not accept him. But for all those who accepted him, he gave strength for those to come unto him that believed upon him. Christ came into this world to cause people to repent and to save the world. He took to carry all the sins of the world. There are many different languages in the world. God knows them all. He hears and understands each one of us. All of our hearts are open before him. Some believing groups are of this mind. that a characteristic of receiving the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. And they speak incredible words that they do not understand themselves. But the apostles that were filled with the Holy Spirit, they understood all other nations, all other people. At the end of this text, it said that some people rebuked them and said that they were full of fresh wine, new wine. Surely they saw the happy and joyful mind faces of the disciples, and they thought that it could only be caused by wine. One event comes to my mind. I had been in the house of a person who had repented. His mother was there also. I recommended that we would sing a spiritual song. We began to sing. During that time, some relatives came in. After he heard that we sang, he called my mother and asked, "Are you singing because you have drank alcohol?" Unfortunately, everybody in the house, even the relative, drank alcohol, and they all began to sing. Now, all people do not understand, even today, why we sing here, and what do we rejoice for. Some people mock this celebration, and they do not notice. They don't notice any incredible things or miracles. But for the children of God, this is a great celebration. During these days, we have heard the familiar voice of the Good Shepherd, the great grace and love, the voice of the great love and grace of God. Once in heaven, a new tongue will ring out, a new language will ring out that will become loved and understood by all saved ones. In one song of Zion, they sing beautifully. There is joy and tears, a new tongue. And we look at the bride in beauty. Dear brothers and sisters, you can now believe that all your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In the precious atonement blood. For many decades, there were people There was a congregation of God's children during the Soviet Union times. The people spoke together that our brothers and sisters are in Finland. Will there be a time that we can meet them? I have heard that the believers in Finland, that in our country there may be a congregation of God, and they prayed for us. God gave us time to meet, not only to meet Finnish people, but the believers of other countries. The differences of the languages haven't prevented us from meeting one another. The Spirit of God has joined our hearts. Currently, in many Russian cities, there are believing brothers and sisters . We who have come to the summer services from Russia, it is a great joy to see, in the midst of the other flags, the Russian flag. Dear brothers and sisters, when you return home after summer services and you tell greetings from summer services, bring greetings from us, from the believers in Russia. I want to ask you, can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you in Jesus' name, amen.